This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We transition back into college football, where a lot of good things are happening up in Gainesville. I had an opportunity to drop by there this summer, for one of their little camp days. And I'll tell you what, a lot of optimism. You walk around, you see a lot of talent that will be coming back. You walk in the locker room and see some of those names hanging from the lockers and say, oh, wow, I forgot that guy was here. But that's where the University of Florida is at. They're right in the mix. They're pointing just when Dan Mullen took over this program to get into that playoff situation, and they're right there. From Gators territory, Corey Bennett always does a tremendous job covering, whether it's regular season, recruiting. He's got it all covered, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Corey, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on, Larry. Hope all's well, man.
Good, good. Great things happen in Gainesville. I'll tell you what, I was really blown away when I went up there and, you know, just saw everything that's going on, talked to some of the coaches, and just see what they have on hand and just what they have to recruit with, because, you know, I mean, this is a program that, I mean, they played pretty decent football the last couple of years, and as the colleges or as the high school kids see that, and the coaches, they're coming down here with a lot more enthusiasm and wanting to be a part of this program. Talk about that and how they're doing so far recruiting wise.
Yeah, no, they've been one of the more active programs, I think, across the country, especially when the dead period got lifted. They had a recruiting barbecue on June 1st, the day everything opened back up. Each weekend throughout June, they had a lot of official visitors. Right now, they're ranked I think a lot of fans are kind of discouraged as far as where they're at right now recruiting nationally, but as I always tell them, it's extremely early, and a lot of these kids are being more calculated because a lot of these kids are also getting caught in the moment, especially when the first few weeks of June. Kids haven't been on campus in so long, and a lot of the kids were just, you know, blown away by every visit they took. So when they get home, they kind of want to dissect everything and just kind of take a step back and really evaluate. And I think Florida did a really good job improving its standing with a lot of big-name kids. And as expected, some of these kids don't want to make a premature decision and pull themselves off the market too early, especially with the season around the corner. So I think with this class, they're doing a really good job recruiting. They're based Walter Nolan, the number one D tackle in the country. He's a guy that's somewhat trending towards Florida. I think it's going to be them or Michigan. But a lot of these guys, it's going to be an interesting class. I think most of the good news is going to be coming in the coming months if they do get these top guys. And but overall, they've been pretty active. And like you said before, Larry, there's a lot of buzz in Gainesville. It's going to be an interesting year, whether how they do. I know they're replacing a lot of guys. There's still a lot of youth and up-and-coming guys as well. So it's one of those years where I can see it go either way. I think they could surprise a lot of people, win more games than expected, or they might take a step back this year just based off the guys they lost from last year. So I think as far as all the years Dan Mullen's been in Gainesville, this is probably the most unpredictable year just based off returning talent.
Right. No, and that's understandable. You lose a kid, a quarterback, who really ignited them the last couple of years. So, obviously, there you made some playmakers on the defensive line. No, I understand. A couple of kids from the secondary. But, you know, you take a look at them and you take a look at some of the other schools. We're going to talk to Chris Nee in a few minutes about FSU. Miami's not a very deep team, especially on the defensive side of the ball. So, everybody has what you were just saying. You know, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if I did this, or I wouldn't be surprised if I did that, because you have the talent, and you look at the running game that Florida has and the depth at the offensive line, and, you know, obviously trying to get a pick, trying to replace Pitts isn't in the cards. You just got to do other things, and then, because one day you're going to have a receiver and you're going to have to replace him too. So, you know, that's just the way college football is. You know, the one thing too, Corey, their events that they held during the summer, and I'm sure everybody's was like this because I went around, but Florida, just their coaches were really ultra friendly. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, a lot of the kids, I mean, they were interact, because obviously you hadn't seen them live in 14 months. When you were at any of the events, did you kind of see that too, where the coaches were kind of like bending over backwards to be a lot more friendlier than they normally would be?
Absolutely. And I think too, it's just, one, like you said, it's been a long time since. I mean, you can have Zoom calls. That's obviously beneficial. You get to see them, I guess, somewhat face-to-face. But really, you just don't really know when you're going to see these guys again, especially when they're out of state. A lot of these kids planned around saying, hey, June is when I'm going to get out. But after June, it might be till late fall, mid-fall, or even next spring when they get to see these guys face-to-face again. Right. So when you have these limited opportunities, you've got to jump on them. And as I know before, like Florida had the barbecue event, a recruiting kickoff. It was called the recruiting summer kickoff, but they have Friday Night Lights next week as well. And then the day after that, Saturday, they have another recruiting barbecue. So Florida, they're going all in on recruiting right now. They're trying to take advantage of the time. And I think too, Larry, I think I messaged you before on the last call. A lot of these schools schedule these official visits, and they really load it up in June, because once they announce when the dead period is going to be lifted, there are still some people saying, well, what if, with COVID, what if everything gets shut down again? So schools really loaded up in June, basically trying to get as many kids on campus as they can, just in case it does close down again. Hey, at least we got them in June. They at least saw us that one time. It's not that, you know, some of these schools are waiting until the fall to do official visits, where it's going to pan out now just based off, you know, where everything is right now. I don't think COVID is going to shut anything down. But there are some schools that took that risk saying, hey, we'll have guys on campus in June, but we're going to wait till the season when we can have people in the stands and really show them that game atmosphere. But like you said, it was kind of, some schools had different strategies. And with Florida, they really strategized around June. And most of their official visitors came in June. I think this fall is going to be a strange year. We're going to have unofficial visitors there, especially in-state kids. But I'm so used to tracking these kids down on Sunday mornings after official business, where I think this year we'll probably have a handful, maybe a dozen overall come in. So it's going to be a strange year, man, but it's been fun to track. And next weekend, Florida is expected to make another splash next weekend. I could see a few kids make commitments to Florida after going to Friday Night Lights.
Good stuff. I know people are going to want to follow you during all that. So if you can, Corey, let everybody know how to find you at Gators Territory, and also follow you on social media.
Yeah. As far as our website, yeah, straight up just GatorsTerritory.com. We always have a whole lot of content on the front page. I try to put at least 5 to 8 stories a day up there as far as the whole site. And then for my Twitter account, it's just Corey, Corey, then _ Bender, Bender. And all the work I put out, all the stuff our site puts out, all goes through our Twitter account. So you can't miss it on either one of them.
Good stuff. Corey, thanks so much. As always, hang in there, Dad. And I know you're getting more sleep anyway.
No, I am. No, he's at daycare now, too. So it's a little bit off my back, too.
All right, man. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon, Corey.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Have a good one.
Good job. Corey Bender from Gators Territory, one of the really good guys. And
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.